This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People who survive sexual abuse as a child in Colorado have just 6 years to bring a lawsuit in many cases. A proposal to remove that limit unanimously passed the state Senate yesterday. The proposal is meant to apply to recent cases and to future ones. There's also a separate bill at the state legislature to allow some sexual abuse lawsuits to go back further. Boulder County has resumed court trials. The Daily Camera reports that courts plan to limit the number of trials at first. The Boulder District Attorney says attorneys and judges have consulted with local health officials and that measures are in place to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Because of a backlog caused by the hiatus, Boulder County has more than 100 felony jury trials scheduled over the next 100 days. In Colorado Springs, Vinatucci Farm is reopening this year. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports it will be home to an urban flower farm.
It's long been known for its pumpkin patch and sustainably grown vegetables, but Vinatucci Farm closed several years ago after potentially toxic chemicals were discovered in the Whitefield Aquifer. The Pikes Peak Community Foundation manages the farm and has inked a 5-year deal with Gather Mountain Blooms to grow flowers, herbs, and grasses. The company also plans to hold flower workshops, farm tours, and a weekly flower stand. Vinatucci Farm is also booking weddings and other events and plans to bring back a pumpkin festival this fall. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.